producer Donal?
Yes, I have a statistic today for you. This one is 19% of people say they've done this at the gym and felt embarrassed. What is it that's embarrassing you at the gym?
Oh, there's a lot of things potentially that could embarrass you at the
gym.
What
have you done at the gym, Una?
Well, long time ago now, Fado, and I was in the gym. I found it embarrassing asking how to work the equipment. And ooh. I shouldn't have been embarrassed.
No, don't be embarrassed. No. It's worse when you're doing it back to front. Like if you're using a machine, which is like for squats and you're facing the wrong way and somebody comes over to you, you're going to injure yourself.
Yeah. But then, like even after being shown how to use them, I couldn't do it myself. Then afterwards, I'd kind of have to go.
I think there's I know that you're quite good. Like when you do go to the gym, you're dedicated. And yeah. There is one machine that you're really, really good at using.
What's that?
The vending.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't that the truth?
Pressing the buttons, fix some.
No, that's
muscle,
not.
Yeah.
That's not my answer. Is it
your purpose next?
Is it letting out like a grunt or something when you're trying to lift weights that you shouldn't be lifting or doing some kind of exercise that you're
like an involuntary loud
like an
grunt,
involuntary. Yeah. Grunt and people are looking at you going,
is that it?
It's not it, no.
It's a great guess,
thank
Una.
You.
I love that guess. Okay, we need more guesses. 087-1102-107. The question we're asking this morning is
19% of people say they've done this at the gym and felt embarrassed. What is it?
It's a grabbing somebody else's water, just like going on with the rest of your life.
Oh, mortifying.
087-1102-107. Trying to figure out what the answer is to this with producer Donald this morning.
Today, 19% of people say they've done this at the gym and felt embarrassed. What is it?
There is a plethora of WhatsApps on 087-1102-107 and it involves lifting a heavy weight and air coming out your other end.
When you put all the force into the lift, sometimes other things let go. Yeah.
Does it, Donal?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Okay. Is that it?
It's not the answer, no.
Here's a good guess from Matthew. Says, I'm late to the chat. No, you're not. You're just in time. But is it falling over, holding your weight? Maybe. That's embarrassing.
Or losing your balance. Yeah, that is embarrassing.
Oh, yes.
It's not the answer I've got written down, though.
You ever had a gym injury where you've actually like either dropped a weight in your foot or pinched it when you're putting it back on the rack? You know, you pinched your finger?
No. Between the other weight, yes. I've
knocked my shin off one of the machines before. It's literally carelessness, not looking where I'm going. Everything's so shiny and nice. And then you just knock your shin and I'm permanently dented my shin now because of it.
Really?
Yeah. Una's the friend that laughs when you fall over.
Of course I am. Eber says, is it having a hole in the backside of your sweaty betties and not realising it until you get home? Oh my God. Oh,
yeah, they're tight as well, aren't they?
The sweaty betties?
Yeah,
they are, yeah.
No. And when you're squatting, you're putting, you know, like you're testing the limits of those things.
Yeah, you're testing the limits.
Holes getting bigger. Yeah, no, it's not the answer, no.
This is a WhatsApp from Darren. Darren says, is it falling off the treadmill?
Oh, that's especially if you kind of don't slow it down enough properly first.
Oh my God, yeah.
Always attach that little thing to you because
if you do trip, it
does actually turn the treadmill off. And it's just like, what's that doing?
No, I know the thing, but like, do you look a bit nerdy if you put the thing on? Like,
which is nerdier, when you trip over and then when you fall onto the treadmill, it flings you into the wall.
Have you fallen off the treadmill as well?
No.
You're a bit clumsy.
I am. We've just spoken about several injuries on that. But no, I've never fallen off the treadmill.
No, it's not the answer, I'm afraid.
Singing out loud, forgetting you had your headphones on?
Oh, I've seen so many people do
that. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's cute.
It's not.
It's endearing.
Especially if you sing out a tune and you're not a great singer.
So listen, what's your problem against great singers, people who aren't great singers? Sing loud and proud.
No, it's not the answer.
I've heard Una have a full on conversation with her audiobook in the gym. I've heard that goes down. She listened to it. She goes, no, don't go into that room. Don't go into that room. No, stay away from him. Stay away from him. He's been cheating on you. What? And she looks around. What?
Oh, I love a book to get you going
your
like that.
Sexy audiobooks.
I don't read sexy audiobooks. And if I did, it's none of your business.
Yeah. All right. Are any of those correct answers?
No, they are not. The correct answer is 90% of people say they feel embarrassed when they try to copy someone else's workout and do it badly, and then the person spots them doing it.
I hate that one. Yeah. That happens. Yeah, when anyone tries to copy what I'm doing.
I wouldn't be in a room where you sweat and I have to be in the same room.
Well, I've got news for you.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.